League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
John Granato is a train. He will take you where he's going, and then he will take you home again.
I'll take you where you're going, then I'll take you home again. I'm a train.
He's a train.
I'm a train.
He's a train. John Granato may be a train, but Lance Erline is a chocolate train. He rides the candy track, if you catch my drift. Lance goes clickety-clack.
Del, what's wrong today?
What happened, Del?
There's nothing wrong.
Who pissed in your Cheerios?
You did, Granato.
Because I've never called a sports radio station before, and you guys are awesome. I love you so much. You're just so good. Oh, my God.
Kicking the Lizzie wearing nothing but a pair of spats and a monocle.
From the Fantastic Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And yet another awful incident yesterday. It was the big story yesterday, the Chiefs parade. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, we just can't go. It just is. It's just sickening what's going on. One dead, 21 wounded after a mass shooting at the Chiefs victory parade. They're apparently, the details are still all coming in. Don't want to mess anything up. So I guess three guys have been arrested. I don't know if the three guys are, well, three have been arrested. We'll find out how many actually were responsible or what
just was this going weekend. We had a child killed at Lakewood Church.
Yep.
By an attempted mass shooting. Well, I mean, it was. I don't know the statistics for if it got there. You know, the person came into the church with a gun, and I guess she had another gun too that she was, or ammunition, so intent on doing some damage. It's terrible. I mean, it's a celebration. And a celebration, I saw, did you see any of the people who were there who were being interviewed? I saw a lot of the interviews. I was watching ESPN in the afternoon, or in the early evening, I guess. And they were talking to people who were there, eyewitnesses. And, I mean, kids crying. And it's just women, people who were there were crying. It's going to be – this is what it's going to be remembered for.
Yeah.
Your entire championship season is going to be remembered for that. For one family, it will be remembered as the time their mom got killed at an event, at a, you know, a Super Bowl celebration.
Right.
And 21 people shot. I think last I heard, three were in critical condition. I don't know what the status is right now for those three, but just, you know, it's just so disheartening that people, you know, I know the discussion about gun control and things like that, and I get it. We also have to be talking about why is it just people just have such little regard for life that they just, you know, this is just what they'll do.
In their own lives, spent either they're going to get killed or spend the rest of their life in prison. So
yeah,
it's just.
But I mean, what gets you to a point where you're? What gets you to, unless this is a terrorist act, which is an intent of terrorism? What, you just lose your cool to the point of just shooting everything up? We don't have all the details, so we don't know. But it's just unbelievable that life means so little to so many people now.
Yep.
They just don't care. So we'll find out some details, I'm sure, but the details aren't going to change anything about, you know, ruining this and creating horrific memories for people who were there trying to celebrate. It just it was awful to see that. And I mean, it was a mass. It was that many people shot. That's, you know, we got to find out what was happening. But my gosh, I don't know if you saw the video of the guy. You probably did. Of the guy that was running and through the crowd to get away. And a couple people saw it and realized what was happening. And this one guy tackled him. Another guy jumped on him. And police, they're the ones who stopped this guy.
Yeah.
And police, when he was running, and police came shortly thereafter. And so, you know, there were two people who got at least one of them. Three people have been detained. So I'm sure we'll get more details today. But, you know, just whatever the details are, it's just, you know, it's not going to stop.
It's awful. It is just awful. And I don't know how it ends, but it just continues to ruin our country. It's shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting, and somehow, some way, we got to put an end to it. I don't know how. We did learn something about Chris Jones at this at the Super Bowl. You know, if you want him to be here, I don't know that is going to happen. I don't imagine his agent was too happy about this announcement that Chris Jones made.
Unless there's something in the background already. Unless Brett Veach and the agent have already had discussions. My guess is there's a chance. Well, let's let you hear what Chris Jones said.
Not according to the agent. The agent quote tweeted either the sound or someone talking about it. Say, hey, cut him off. Cut him off.
These guys have had
Did he really do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the agent?
I don't know his name.
These guys have had too much to drink.
Yeah, enough.
Well, ultimately, the player's supposed to decide where they want to play. I know the agent's saying, hey, fine, you can play in Kansas City, let us work on this. But I think Kansas City's got a finite amount of money that they'll spend. Although, because Pat Mahomes took a deal that wasn't the best deal for Pat Mahomes, there might be enough money for that. Because they're certainly not paying any big-time receivers. And Kelsey, I think, will be done before you know it. But, like, who are the other big-time expensive players they have? Aminahu? LJ Snead will be. And they can't let him go. McDuffie's on a rookie contract. I mean, McDuffie's one of their five best players. He's on a rookie contract. Their offensive lineman, Creed Humphreys, rookie contract. Trey Smith, rookie contract.
Well, they paid a couple of free agents, free agent offensive linemen a couple of years ago.
But it's, that's true. They paid,
Kelsey.
Juwan James and Donovan Smith. I don't know what they're, I don't think they're breaking the bank. Juwan James probably got a pretty decent deal. Probably Donovan Smith didn't.
Juwan James or Juwan Taylor?
No, Juwan Taylor, yeah.
And they played
Juwan James, yeah, Juwan Taylor from the Jacksonville.
And they paid Joe Tooney.
Yeah
Tooney. He just didn't play, so I kind of forgot about Tooney. Yeah. So now the problem is it will come up for Creed Humphrey. You're going to have to pay him as maybe the highest paid center in the game. It will come up on Trey Smith. He's going to be expensive. So, but here was Chris Jones.
Does that make Kinlaw a little bit more attractive now? That probably Chris Jones. Here is Chris Jones at the. I don't know if this was before or after Kelsey was singing Friends in Low Places, but that was awful. But here is Chris Jones telling everybody he ain't going anywhere.
I need three of those things, baby. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Kansas City, we will be back here next year. And for those who won't Chris Jones go, I ain't going nowhere, baby.
Right now, Andy's like, hey, let's come on. Brett Veach is like, hey, let's not set the bar so high.
Well, no.
You're yelling three-peat.
Oh, anything short of a Super Bowl.
So basically, he just told you he's going to get a two-year deal.
He said this year, next year, this and the year, year after.
Next year is the one contract and the year after.
Deal.
Oh, this year meaning this year.
This coming year.
Oh, so he's getting a three-year deal. Maybe he already knows.
Maybe he does, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe the agent says shut the blue.
I'm going to be here 3 years with a four-year deal. This is probably going to be so cap-intensive, I won't be able to stay. They'll probably have to make me a cap casualty. Like, that's incredibly specific at a Super Bowl party. I do think he got hyped up in the moment, but I also think he wants to stay there. So, yeah, you know, so that was fun talking about that while it lasted.
Yeah.
Now you just know you're a pace horse. Anything you do, you're just pacing Kansas City. Unless you want to make him a deal.
I don't know if I want to pay a defensive tackle $30 million a year anyway, though. You know what I mean?
I will.
I don't know. I know he's a huge difference maker. Play, and he was a huge difference
John,
maker
if you'll,
in that
let me
game.
Put it this way. If you'll pay Fred VanVleet $40 when you know he's not a $40 million
player.
I didn't
pay Fred VanVleet $40.
No. But if you're okay with it because of all the stuff he does, and the Rockets could afford it because they're not really paying anyone else. Like, it's money that could be paid anywhere. It just so happens he got the lottery ticket. Doesn't have any impact on the team right now, yeah. Right?
One guy on a football team is a lot different than one guy on a basketball team. A lot different.
Well, one guy on a basketball team actually is taking up a bigger chunk of the pie.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually is not. But in football, you already have – there's multiple players who have to get paid. But Chris Jones, the problem with Chris Jones's deal is that it would extend into Creed Humphrey, McDuffie, and Trey Smith, who are all going to get paid. So, I mean, I still feels like the Texans would be able to make a play because they have money. I mean, the Bears could go make a play. They have a bunch of money. But if he's just dead set on winning, it's Houston first and then Kansas City second. If winning's the most important thing to him, then the Texans are the – Well, John's not making any kind of crazy faces. I've already told you in the past that the Texans are getting ready to pass Kansas City. So if winning's the most important thing, you go Houston and Kansas City kind of neck and neck. If winning a title is the most important thing to you, and then everyone else is behind you. You saw how many wins we had? 10? Yeah.
So you think
we went from 3 to 10?
We wanted to go there to play Kansas City.
You wanted to go there.
Well, the streets did.
You know what? If the Texans had gone there first, we might not be having all this Kansas City, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that seems likely. Yeah,
Did the Texans win that first game convincingly?
To Kansas City in one of the coldest games in playoff history, seems like the Texans would have fared well there. You're right.
Yeah.
But you think they're about to pass them, so why do they need Chris Jones? Since you think they're going to be better than...
Yeah, but I think that with Chris Jones.
Oh, so what if Chris Jones stays? Will the Texans... Pass the Chiefs then if Chris
then
Jones stays? Just,
then it turns into a coin flip.
Yeah. There is something to this. Steve Wilkes getting fired yesterday by
the
49ers.
There is something to what?
There is something to what the bleep? He did a good job. Actually, just because of that last drive, I thought Steve Wilkes did a really nice job. They had one touchdown on a short field for almost 5 full quarters. That's the Kansas City Chiefs we're talking about.
So I saw a deep dive into this. So Wilkes' defense gave up over almost 150 yards a game on the ground in the postseason. He went to substantial blitz packages that Kansas City...
So he was bringing it.
Yeah, that Kansas City was dicing them up. And he kept coming blitz. That's why Kelsey was getting open for bigger chunks, apparently, in the second half. He changed what he did in the second half. You know, Spagnuolo changed because he said... He told Albert Breer, we had to change because Purdy had an answer for everything we were doing, so we had to show him something different, which was interesting. That's coming from Steve Spagnuolo. I guess the problem was, here's something, let's fit some pieces together, because I was shocked when I saw he got fired. But I did remember, okay, they got rid of him after 1 year at Arizona, and what I ended up hearing is that he was just not a great fit with the building at all. I don't know anything about Steve Wilkes. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. He did a really good job, in Carolina. You know, when he took over as interim coach, they had some success when he took over for Matt Rhule, and then they went in a different direction. He would have been a less expensive option. They went with your boy from the Colts,
Frank Reich,
who got fired in season.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even make it. This is too straight. By the way, Dave Tepper is now on Texans time, where he's getting rid of guys, bang, 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 bang. Doesn't take much, although one was an interim coach and Steve Wilkes. This is Steve Wilkes. This is happening again.
The Texans are the Rooneys now. Okay.
Yeah, now we are. Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
And then he gets 1 year in San Francisco, and Kyle Shanahan basically just told people, hey, look, it was not a good philosophical fit. And if you know, I understand this is, you know, it's a tough deal for Steve Wilkes, but if you know for a fact that what he likes to do on defense, and he's an older coach, he ain't changing who he is. This is what his philosophy is, and nor should he. If that's who he is, then that's who he is. And Shanahan has never changed. Like, Shanahan's a very strong-willed coach. I think it was a battle of wills where they had a big philosophical difference. If you know that's going to be the case, John, and it's not going to change. It's easy for people to look at that and this is, whoa, this isn't fair. What is happening? I thought of it that way. But if you're a coach in a building and your whole legacy is to try to win a Super Bowl and you think this guy isn't it, what he does, I do not fundamentally agree with. I guess you have to move on because you know it ain't going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those things don't get better. You're not going to start seeing eye to eye. He believes in one thing and you believe in another. Maybe the postseason got fired, but this is very strange. Do you think he might have gotten fired even if they won a Super Bowl? I think there was still a chance he was getting fired regardless.
It would look bad,
but I think Kyle Shanahan's thought is, I'm not going to have a guy, if it was bad in the building, if there was fundamental differences, he may have thought, I got my Super Bowl. I just want to go get somebody who I can coach.
I think somebody had to go. Somebody had to get fired.
So you think he was the scapegoat?
He was the scapegoat. And actually, if Shanahan ain't firing himself for malpractice, coaching malpractice, then he had to fire.
That happens. Yeah, that happens sometime too. Right. I think he had already taken a bunch of the bullets for his time management stuff.
Not only his time management, in the overtime. We got sound of everybody mic'd up. You'll hear Pat Mahomes. You'll hear Travis Kelce. You'll hear Andy Reid. You'll hear Steve Spagnuolo. You'll hear Kyle Shanahan. You'll hear all of them.
I couldn't believe they had that many guys mic'd up.
I know.
Like, how many mics are y'all putting out there?
Mics that they've got them. I don't know.
You can be mic'd up, but where do they keep the little transistors?
I don't know. We got to break it here, but 713-780-3776. It was definitely malpractice as far as that coin flip went for overtime in the Super Bowl. Time right now for me to talk about Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock is awesome. Derek DeSola is awesome. You are going to talk to Derek DeSola. Derek is a guy who is going to be an expert in locks and he's going to help your business. What is it that you need in your business? Do you need rekeying? Do you need a master key system? Do you need access control systems? If you need the best lock in the market, Medico, they have that as well, where no one can duplicate a key except the person who owns those keys. That is a kind of a big deal, okay? And here's the deal, is it doesn't matter what it is. Do you want your phones to be able to open your doors? Do you want to keep records, or you want to make sure that you know everyone who's coming in and out of your doors? If you have multiple doors at your business, this is kind of a big deal, and you want those key cards. You want the fobs. You want the PIN codes. You want the smart device credentials. You got it all at Houston Safe and Lock. You need any kind of lock, 975safe.com, 975safe.com, or call Derek, 713-522-5555.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Please keep hands and feet in the ride at all times.
All clear.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Have you seen this video of CJ on Micah Parsons' podcast showing him his high school basketball video?
Mm-hmm. KJ sent it yesterday.
Holy crap. That is
He put it on Dell's guy. Dell's got a starter and one of their best players on the Heat.
Well, he's not a starter.
Got cooked by a quarterback.
First off, he's not a starter. He only starts when guys are hurt, but he's
Well, when I watched the other day, he started.
Well, guys were hurt. He's a nice young rookie. Jaime Jaquez out of UCLA is who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. What's his nickname?
Well, when he wore a suit, a dark suit, and when Miami people saw him, and because, you know, the Hispanic community down there, they wanted to call him Juan Wick. Because he kind of looked like Hispanic John Wick.
I love that nickname.
Juan Wick.
He'll be in the dunk contest.
CJ be in a dunk contest or a three-point shootout?
No, he'll probably...
I mean, CJ already cooked them once.
He'll probably be... Now, I know you're feeling pretty excited because CJ was a good basketball player. Do you feel better about the fact that he hangs out the Kardashians?
No one hangs out with the Kardashians.
He was at the Super Bowl in their box. And they're sweet.
Don't say it. Let me clean it up.
Yeah.
Well, as long as he's with one of the Jenner girls, that's fine.
One of the Jenner girls is dating Timothy Chalamet.
No, it's not fine.
That's fine.
No, it's Kylie, not fine.
Well, Kylie's
it's
dating.
It's actually not fine for him to be anywhere near those jinxes.
Kylie's dating
what are you talking about?
With a Kardashian.
Well, Kylie's dating Jenner. Kylie Jenner's dating Timothy Chalamet, so he's not dating her. The only other option would be Kendall, I guess. But he
that's as good as we could hope for.
Is she the skinnier one?
Yeah, the one who
she's more
the one who
hasn't
built her body to look like the Kardashians.
$180,000 worth of work.
Now the issue, it's not an issue, but
good work if you
but but see, as John is mumbling about how good she looks, CJ teamed up with Kim Kardashian for prison reform. We know his backstory.
Okay, there.
But they now still hang out. He's apparently a family friend.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I'm fine
with
it.
I mean, the biggest jinxes in all of everything. Oh, please don't let this go down.
Just don't intermingle, that's all. Okay. You're going to be fine.
Intermingle? I mean, that's a term you haven't heard in a while.
I'll say this much. This guy sitting next to me has kind of got this figured out. We need to keep things separate. Ain't no need to be intermingling
saying.
In people's boxes, if you know what I mean. Okay, we don't need to intermingle in nobody's boxes.
That's exactly the point.
Keep it separate on the mingling and what they call intermingling for the boxes.
Did y'all see Draymond laying on the ground?
Wait. We're not done with this CJ stuff.
No.
This
CJ's
is not
fine.
No. Tell me somebody who's intermingled with the Kardashian family who has been fine.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, he's fine.
That man's
can't,
not there. Look
can't
at them.
A, can't win a
last
chip.
2 years. Just huge chip. Disappointment.
But he's still a really good
no,
player.
No, it doesn't matter.
And he doesn't
really
get hurt.
Good. He's still really good.
Oh, he's what? I'm sorry, what?
And he doesn't get hurt. Oh, like the other two. Beal and Durant get hurt. Devin Booker plays and doesn't get hurt, and he's a really good player. And he has intermingled.
And where's his success?
I mean, he got to a finals.
Before he was intermingling.
No. Nuh-uh.
Yes.
No. That's not the case.
No.
Actually.
No. The,
still.
There was intermingling well, there's, while he was in.
Okay. The, are they one of the best teams in the West right now?
Well, they're playing pretty well right now, actually. If you
yeah,
look,
but
look
they're
at
not. Are they the Clippers?
The Clippers? I don't know. They could. They're going
to
be there. Don't
and James,
worry.
It's taken this long to get James to get the stink is off it? To one of the Kardashians off him.
James,
remember that? That yeah. counted him for years.
James was the choker before the Kardashians.
Yeah.
James
yeah,
you the can't choker put before that on and Kardashian. After.
James got his own stink going on.
Lamar Odom got hooked on meth or whatever.
Well,
you're going to blame the Kardashians
yeah,
for his drug use?
I'm just telling you, wherever they go, bad things follow. Was, Reggie Bush had his Heisman taken away.
He had that happen before.
Still.
Mm-mm.
It's still. You can tie. Just follow the money. Just follow the Kardashian dots.
I think you need to lean into
Reggie Bush. We got rid of him at NFL Network.
You got rid of him because of the yep. Kardashians?
I mean, something happened.
Or,
I'm just telling you, I haven't seen a good thing happen.
Lean into Devin Booker.
The Kardashians and Jenners, no. Bad things happen. Look what happened to Kanye. Went crazy.
I'm not blaming a woman.
Literally married
and then
went crazy.
Just because the Kardashians make bad choices doesn't mean that you're blaming them for what happens to everybody too? Didn't Kanye spend $7 million on a commercial that he shot himself during the Super Bowl
on his phone?
He shot it on his own phone.
That's what he says. He spent $7 million.
What was his name that was peeing in jars at the end?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes. Yeah, he's got so much Howard Hughes vibes where this guy is a lunatic.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776.
I think the country is with me on this.
Okay.
One. CJ needs to clean it up and go get with a church
girl. Are we done
girl.
With CJ?
A church girl.
No, don't do this stuff. Are you going to be upset when you start seeing him out at all the parties?
He's
and
already doing that.
Yeah. No, he's already there.
He was at the white party
of the Super Bowl.
I know, but I don't want him on the Deshaun track.
He was at
I can't have that.
He was at a famous people one of the white parties before the season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. That's true.
And he was fine?
That's before he was drafted. That's before we knew he was CJ. Now, this is CJ, God-fearing CJ, who doesn't do bad things and who helps people and
still
who
be God-fearing
throws touchdowns.
And be in the Kardashians box?
I knew I should have said sweet.
And you cleaned it up, but it was too late.
It was way too late.
Because I already had it in my head, and I already saw John immediately went, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I think I just saw an opening. No, well,
I
not
the,
not
I
literally
the whole butter and motor.
better than no. Motor, you do better than Damian Pierce, though.
Oh, yeah.
Damian would have hesitated, thought maybe I shouldn't
Not
use
me.
This play on
I
words.
I better than Motor.
And John was a one plant, you know, cut and go, cut and go guy up the field.
Okay, let's play the Super Bowl coin toss. Okay. So the first thing
heads
you're going to see
do it,
is
tails
Andy Reid.
Tails I leave class or whatever. That would have been great.
Here's the coin has spoken.
Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes talking first, then the coin toss, in which way they go out to midfield, and the disbelief on and then you'll hear Kyle Shanahan saying that we want the ball. Then you're going to hear Fred Warner calling the and then taking the ball in Pat Mahomes' face, and then Travis Kelce's walking off the field. You'll hear all the voices here of the coin toss and just the disbelief by the Chiefs. It's unbelievable.
You go with the toss?
Yeah. Which way you want to kick it? They call it. They call it, right?
Well, they got a coin flip.
Yeah, they call the coin flip. It's their coin flip, right? Which way do you want to kick it?
We want the ball, Fred. San Francisco, you are still the visitors. What is your call?
Tails again.
He called tails again. It is tails.
Overseas.
You want the ball? Which way do you want to kick?
We're going to kick that way.
San Francisco will receive first in overtime. Good luck, gentlemen.
They want it. They want the ball. They want it. Hey, they want it. They wanted it, baby.
We want them to have the ball. They want it. They can have it.
Hey, even if we score a touchdown, they still get the ball.
You,
I didn't know that.
That was you.
We won the toss. We were going to kick off, too.
I didn't know that.
We got what we wanted.
Jay, you said something about Patrick Mahomes running off the field.
He was shocked. I was shocked. I think everyone was shocked. It's like, you're going to give Patrick Mahomes ball second and give him four downs? Someone's getting fired.
That's the thing you say, somebody's getting fired. I know Shanahan's getting all the blame on this, but there's a lot of people.
No, that's inside
a lot
NFL.
Of people in
inside the NFL.
That,
that was Jay Absolutely. Cutler saying, Absolutely. Somebody's going to get fired. And somebody did get fired. Steve Wilkes.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
That's it.
Yep.
We
can't.
Or Steve didn't do anything in the overtime. His defense just didn't come up.
There is no excuse for Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
There is just no excuse. He is on the same road that Andy Reid was on. You know, Andy Reid, it's almost identical.
But you don't have any Andy Reid. But you don't have an Andy Reid fourth quarter 10-point lead or fourth quarter a huge second half lead against the Patriots. You don't have that.
Yeah.
You don't have this coin flip nonsense in his background. This is stuff that's going to haunt. He has got to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But
and that's why I think he got rid of Steve Wilkes because he said, I'm not sure I can win a Super Bowl with what he does. We don't get along or we don't have the same philosophy. He knows he must win a Super Bowl in his life.
Well, after having, here's what he had, though. He had Robert Saleh and then he had D'Amico. And probably man, Steve Wilkes didn't come up from that
same tree, by the way.
Yeah.
Those two guys came up from the same tree inside the Shanahan world.
Right.
Don't forget that. I mean,
Wilkes was a former head coach.
Saleh came up from Gary, then to the Shanahan tree. D'Amico was player, Shanahan tree, played under Gary. Wilkes isn't in that family.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But somebody had to go, and it was Steve Wilkes. But here's the deal. 49ers, go ahead, fire him and see how it works out for you. I mean, I know that maybe this is a learning process for him as well as the football team.
For Wilkes or Shanahan?
For Shanahan.
Okay.
Maybe it's a stepping stone, man, I screwed this time up, and he's learning along the way, but he's under fire right now, and deservedly so. I still wouldn't fire him, would you?
No, I mean, once again, though, I already know from being a coach's son and hearing conversations about, you know, the stuff that goes on in a building. I'm telling you, there's so much that goes on in there that I almost feel like I shouldn't, you know, I never, ever thought about that. I never, ever thought about this is on Steve Wilkes. But in a building, any conversations that could have happened, any issues they could have had during the season, arguments during the season, maybe when the Ravens, you know, who knows, maybe when the Ravens beat the brakes off of them, there was, who knows, maybe there was, this is all hypothetical,
mm-hmm.
but there could have been big issues between Kyle and Wilkes. Like, why are we doing this with Lamar? I told we're not going to do this or that. I don't know. I just think, honestly, Kyle Shanahan, who's a no-nonsense coach, just thinks, Steve Wilkes is just not my kind of DC. Yep. We don't see things the same way, and I'm not going to sit and try to make it better if I already know it's not going to work.
It's a bad look, though. It looks like
it's a really bad look.
It's a scapegoat.
It's a really bad look, but I don't think it's the scapegoat. I think it's because he just believes he's not the right DC to win a championship. It looks terrible.
It does look terrible. Jackie makes a good point. Bruce Jenner got intermingled with the Kardashians, and he seems to be doing well. And let's not forget, OJ was good friends with the Kardashians. And now his career is over.
Well,
you see, OJ's
still, you're right, John. Nothing bad happened.
So we're allowed to blame them, the mom.
How's Chris Humphrey doing?
I don't know. I'm sure he's fine.
Maybe on the streets.
For a murder or an alleged murderer, that's their fault?
Are they friends with the Menendez brothers?
I don't know that to be the case. I thought they were his lawyer. Yeah. I don't know.
Hold on. Menendez brothers, Kardashian.
Well, we got a break.
I'm just going to see if there's anything.
We'll update that on the other
side. We think CJ's going to become what now that he's hanging out with them?
Right now, we got to talk. Right now, I want to talk about 975dip.com. 975dip.com. You've got a bad habit. You've got nicotine.
Oh, there's a connection.
Between your cheek and gum. It's not good. You're doing it day after day after day after day. Your teeth are awful. You're I mean, it's just gross. You're spitting all over the place. It's all over. It's just terrible. I'm telling you. It's a bad look. It is a bad. It's not good. Well, how about this? 975dip.com. So good. CBD American Shaman says we want it. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, but it's got the flavors that you like, the winter green, the dark fired. You can even get tobacco flavor, but it's not going to be harmful to you. Kill Cliff Fight Club is now backing it. They've got them. Canstead and DuBlend are both sponsoring Kill Cliff Fight Club, and they're fighting all over. They're fighting in the UFC. They're fighting in Bellator. They're fighting in Fury. They're fighting all over the place, and so you'll be seeing it. They love it. They're using it. They're also promoting it. It is, I'm telling you, you guys are looking for something to get out of that dip. One place to go, 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, "Hey, what happened?"
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
.736 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see Dana White walk off Howie Mandel's show?
No, I haven't seen Howie Mandel's show.
His podcast?
Podcast? No.
Oh my God! It's
Is it cringeworthy?
It's cringeworthy. Dale, did you clean it up? Have you cleaned that up? Yeah, you cleaned it up. Let's start with that, and then we'll get Stafford in here, and we got to talk Astros baseball. This is a good subject. So Dane, we were just watching Dana White with Kyle. Those are the guys.
The Nelk brothers and Bob Menry.
Yeah.
And we just, and I didn't even know there was an issue between them, but Bob Menry, the one who did the Buffalo Wild Wings stuff, who got big on the internet. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a play-by-play announcer. And then he says, you know, like, holy, I can't believe he missed a damn putt,
you know,
and it sounds like it would be real. And that's how he got famous. And then the Nelk brothers are these creators. Like, I don't follow all the dumb, the creative stuff is just happens. You start with a bunch of pranks, a bunch of things where they could get killed
at
some point. And if they do survive, you end up moving into a house together and then you become creators and so much money starts. And then you make billions.
Yeah, right.
And somehow the Nelk brothers got clicked up with Dana White. He got them into the UFC because he understands marketing. And I guess there's an issue between the Nelk brothers and the Bob Menry guy and Dana White's there. I'm watching a video from 4 days ago, and Bob Memory's like, you know, Dana's saying whatever he wants to say.
Yeah, right.
So like he has no filter because nobody can fire him ever.
Well, here's Dana White on Howie. This literally is 30 seconds. Here's Howie Mandel's introduction, and then it ends.
Not only an amazing businessman, you are an inspiration, you are a philosopher. The way you do business, the way you conduct your business and your friendships and media is I'm jealous. But Dana, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you for all the kind words. I appreciate it. I am so tired of doing podcasts. I'm literally done with them. I'm not doing any more podcasts.
And that's it. And he gets up and walks out.
Wait, what?
That's,
so Howie didn't say anything to...
No, I think because he was fawning all over him. He was... that Dana just said, I'm out of here. I just can't do this. Wow. I mean, I don't know after that, Howie probably went, what?
Yeah, I didn't cut it off.
It's also unclear
what I'm saying is... There was just a long stretch of silence. I didn't cut anything off. It was still playing. Howie just didn't respond until like 10 seconds later going,
It also says it was also unclear if this was
a
pre-planned bit. That's why my kids are suspicious of everything. They think this is set up. This is staged. And then he did a 1-hour interview with comedian Ginger Billy, who was also a guest on the show. No further comment was made regarding the situation. It could have been one of these things where I don't have time to do it, Howie. Maybe they know each other. He goes, I tell you what, I'll go on and then walk off your show because I got a plane I have to go to. Maybe. All right, let's do that.
Could well be.
It could have been that.
Could be that. All right, let's get Stafford in here. Let's talk a little Astros baseball. What do you say, Stafford?
Man, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So before I get to the Astros, I just realized something in my head. John, you from Chicago, right?
I am.
What is there? Do you got any recommendations for a Chicago deep dish pizza in Houston where I can find a good one?
I'd never had a good deep dish pizza in my life.
Give this man an answer.
He doesn't like deep dish pizza, Stafford.
I don't like deep dish.
He claims it's not Chicago.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We don't eat deep dish pizza.
That's not true, Stafford.
No, it's not. Yes, it is true.
What's that place called?
I literally had deep dish pizza twice in my life, and I'm just like, ugh, I don't like it. I'm not a deep dish guy. No, I'm not. And I don't know anyone in Chicago that orders deep dish pizza. I don't know anyone. Stafford, I apologize. I don't know anything about deep dish pizza.
This has the best I can find here. The highest rated is Pizarro's. Pizarro's Pizza Napoli. The Chicago deep dish took me back to Chicago, even though it's in Houston. I just saw that. So Pizarro's.
Where is that?
About that.
Okay.
Pizarro's is off of West Gray Street. 1000 West Gray.
Okay.
Check that out.
I've gone to Chicago. I've gone to Chicago.
Yeah,
the
other one is Chicago Italian Beef and Pizza. It's got a 4.2 rating.
I've been to that one. Well, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there twice, and they've been closed when they were supposed to be open. So you can suck at Chicago IDP, because twice I've driven all the way there, and you were supposed to be open.
That's Italian beef. You would have eaten an Italian beef.
Yeah, I would have had a beef combo. Yeah. Beef and sauce, Italian sauce.
Are you from Chicago, really, Steph?
I enjoyed it. No, I'm from Houston, okay. Man. H-Town. All the way. I hate New Yorkers. No, I'm kidding. Man, but did y'all see this? So Josh Hader is the closer. And so my question is this Joe Espada, was that his move? Did Ryan Presley step down? Because, I mean, over the last 5 years, Ryan Presley, I think, has personally been better. Josh Hader is electric when he's on, but he's had a couple of down years. It looked like he picked back up last year, but like, how did this come about? Like, is it because the amount of money we're paying him, or like, I don't know, because like last year I felt like Dusty not letting Frommer play in the game, the All-Star game, messed up Frommer, and I think Frommer's gonna have a Cy Young year, but I hope that doesn't. Ryan Presley getting bumped down. Is this going to mess with him? Or I don't know. How did this come about? Because I didn't read the article. I just saw the notification.
Well, here is the media meeting with Joe Espada yesterday and talking about this very thing.
And Hader yesterday in my office. And when both pitchers are available, Hader will pitch the ninth inning.
How did that meeting go for...
It went well. I think both guys want the best for this team.
I think the ultimate goal is to hold that trophy at the end of the year, and both guys were on board.
Did you meet with both at the same time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
From your perspective, how is Ryan dealing with it?
You know what? I don't want to put words in Presley's mouth, so I'll let Presley answer that question. But everything I got from him was he's on board, and he just wants to help our team win.
What were the factors?
You know what? That's, you know, Hader has done it, and Presley, they're both being so successful. I think I feel more comfortable, you know, giving Hader that opportunity since he has shown his ability to do it. But same as Presley, you know, this is just not – Presley's not going to pitch the ninth inning. Presley is as successful as Josh Hader's been in that closer role. So right now, Hader will pitch the ninth inning when both guys are available.
Okay, pretty definitive. And Dale, you like that about him.
Yeah. I talked about it off air yesterday. Like, thankfully, this isn't, we'll try to see what's happening. We'll figure it out. Like D'Amico during the offseason. Well, CJ has to just prove the thing. We all knew that CJ was going to start the season at quarterback. And as soon as Hader was signed, it was over. I mean, we can, for conversation's sake, talk about whether it be Presley or Hader, but you sign that guy to that money, he's closing games. And thankfully, a spot, I think, we'll see what happens in spring training, and then we'll figure it all out. No, it's over. Just give the man a job. We all know what he was going to get. Thankfully, we have a real dude as a manager, as opposed to the guy hemming and hawing for the football team.
Well, no. We're not doing this with D'Amico. We're not turning this into a D'Amico
thing. Obviously joking if people don't get it. I just didn't like the whole, hey, we'll see how CJ looks.
That was such a...
Listen, Espada has been here with Ryan Presley through all of this.
Is this Espada's deal, though? I mean, the general manager signed him to a deal. We know Jim Crane's fingerprints are probably all over this as well. Is this even a move? Joe Espada, I feel like, is saying what
I think he
was
might
already
have
predetermined.
I don't know. He might have the same fears that we've had with Presley.
He might.
You know, watched Presley, and you know what, Presley?
No, there are Ryan Presley saves sometimes that weren't.
Yeah, that were like, I mean, and now all of a sudden you've got a new shiny toy over there that he's got a whip.
But who went and got the toy? Do you think it was Espada said, I need you to go get Hader for me?
No way.
The decision was made at the top for this to be your new closer. I think he was just saying what
and that's
the
$19 million a year that we ain't going to watch in the eighth inning.
Versus $14
million. Yeah, right.
And Ryan Presley's contract is likely going to vest for the option next year. He gets paid about $14.9 this year. If he hits 50 appearances this year, it will vest. It should vest the way that bullpens are used. So he'll have a $14 million option. It's a mutual option between club and player. I don't know if Ryan Presley will go in with a 1-year $14 million deal. I think he'll exit and take more money in 2025 on a 2 or 3 year deal with the team. Because I don't think it'll be the Astros paying him. But it's no big deal. Like, we already know Ryan Presley's going to get a lot of save opportunities.
Yeah, but Ryan Presley was the closer for the American team and Ryan Presley has got credentials as well.
Failing American team never won international baseball.
Well,
the failing American team.
Ryan Presley's got some. He's got some pelts on the wall.
Absolutely.
So
this is great. We got another good arm. What's the problem?
There's no problem.
This is narrative stuff.
It's an ego thing. It's an ego.
Yeah, it's narrative stuff that you'd put on ESPN that they debate around.
Well, here's the deal.
It is ego if Ryan has an ego, but I don't get the sense his ego is going to be a problem.
Here's the deal, though. Now, you will never not have a closer. Because if Ryan pitches a day and then and Josh pitches the net and Abreu pitches with Josh Hader, you got Presley available to close if Josh Hader does.
So you don't think they'll stack? You don't think Press will get you there?
I don't think
it's
going to be 7-8-9. I don't know. I think he's going to use it smarter where I've always got a closer.
Well, I think that's a good – I've never seen somebody do that. That would be the first for me where you stagger your second-best closer and your first-best closer, whoever that would be. But no one's ever done that before. I agree. In theory, that's the way to do it.
I love that.
But I think that when you have – when you're trying to get out of a game and you can go, oh, man, I can go up Abreu – Presley, because remember you don't have Maris anymore.
You're forgetting Montero.
No, I'm not forgetting.
Okay,
it sounds like you just got a new 7-8-9 that are better than last year's 7-8-9.
You look like you're going to Republic Boot today.
I am. You see this? This little Republic boot is that this is my little move that I'm wearing right now, an honor and respect to Republic Boot Company that's right there in the Heights. When you walk in, you smell the leather. It's the best. It's like a new boot smell is what I'll call it. Their 1836 line of boots are awesome. They're handcrafted, 100% leather every single time. Nothing there is synthetic at all. This is a legit place. This is a real spot. And you go in, and it's a lived-in place. It looks incredible. The feel is unbelievable. The amount of accessories they have for your rodeo are unbelievable. You need that cowboy hat, they got you. You need boots, right off the rack, they can also make alterations to the boots to help your feet fit perfectly. And these are high-quality 1836 boots, and that is a line that is exclusive to our friends over at Republic Boot Company. When you're in there, it's not unusual to sit down and have a bourbon. They'll just serve you. There's no payment for you. They do that for their customers. They have music there where you can, it's a small little stage. It's a quaint spot that's much bigger than it feels from the outside, but the amount of custom shirts and custom jackets and boots and hats that they have, they can custom fit it to your head. That's just the beginning of it. Make sure that you go in there to get rodeo ready, because they are rodeo ready for you. It's Republic Boot Company, and I promise you, you will find your rodeo gear and you will look great headed to the rodeo. And these are built to last, these boots, lifetime boots as well. It's rodeo ready at republicbootcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the next Father God.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Father of all Greece.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
753 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get Boris in here. Boris wants to talk about CJ and the Kardashians.
Cannot be a
What's
real
up,
call.
Boris?
Hey, guys. Okay. Here it is. You go out into your backyard, or you're taking a hike in the woods with your kids, and you come across this beautiful spider web. And you just admire the beauty of it all. But these Kardashians are a family of spiders in that web, and they grab you, and they wrap you up in that spinning web of theirs, and they sting you to death. They toss you aside.
Yep.
DJ Stroud needs to turn and run a 180.
Thank you. That's beautifully said. The carefully spun, beautiful web, and you can't believe nature's beauty, and you get really close to it, and you look, and then if you're a little, you know, an animal that can get stuck in it, you get in there, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you can't get out. And if CJ is in the web, he will get cocooned and stung. It's impossible not to. Have you ever seen, they don't just friend up with athletes. That's not what happens. Athletes become ensnared. This is a word frequently used by me with the Kardashians and others.
I don't know. There's not much proof of athletes, really.
Yeah, I know. They've gotten two musicians. Travis Barker used to be great, and now he's got tattoos all over his neck.
He always had tattoos.
Yeah, but this time it's really gone up the top of his neck into his face.
The punk rock drummer who always had tattoos decided to get more because he was with the Kardashians.
When's the last time you've heard about some hit song?
He's
from
old.
Travis
he's
Barker
old. He's an old guy now.
Because he's been made old by them.
No, that's what age.
Kanye
does.
Turned into a Nazi.
Yeah.
And a crazy person.
Yes, he did. That was
Chris Humphrey. No one. He's out of basketball. Lamar Odom. Drug rehab. Serious drug issue.
How about they just have
Reggie Bush lost his Heisman?
He lost it before, once again. How about
OJ killed somebody?
Just friends.
Were they born then? Yeah, they were born. They were all born.
Jenners weren't born. How about they just make poor choices with men, and the men are the problem?
Yeah.
How about
they don't... Yeah, why we always got... Maybe they're the victims here. The Kardashians, okay?
Maybe they just... make poor decisions, and the men they choose are awful.
It's not mutually exclusive. Both can be true.
Yeah, it could.
Both can be true.
Absolutely.
Do you want CJ? Okay, and then do James Harden and Khloe Kardashian. How'd that turn out?
It turned out the way it was going to turn out, period.
Don't know that.
There's elimination change.
This could be.
I'm not putting that stink on Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, really? When did it happen?
He was stinking up in the finals before he got with
they
Khloe.
They could have called him Big Game James instead of Elimination James.
No, that's James worthy.
He could have been Big Game James.
Big Game James.
Yeah, instead of Elimination James, we could be calling him Big Game James if he had. And look what happened to her. She looks totally different than when she was with James.
What are you talking
There's
about,
not
Big Game
one
James?
Person, have you noticed that you two guys are sitting there, I don't know, the Kardashians don't seem that bad. Boris, who I doubt that was his real name, that a parent named their child Boris, but maybe they did. But I guarantee you there's way more people who think like I do. Like, Boris. I want my quarterback away from the Kardashian/Jenner hive.
I want
you
him away.
Want him to have his hair cut. Now you don't want him to go out
care.
And intermingle with Kardashian.
You said intermingling. I don't want him ensnared by the Kardashian web at all.
So the Kardashian. So
look how easy they can get you. So this is what it takes.
Stop! Don't get up and do whatever you think you want to do.
We know what
that's
you're.
That's all it takes. And all of a sudden, like, and now CJ's been seen with Kendall Jenner, CJ Stroud, star quarterbacks, and he might be thinking, you know, I like what, and he would be innocent enough. I really love what Travis Kelce has with.
With
Taylor Swift. I think that's great. And I'd like to find love like that. You ain't find a love like that
I will
with a
point
Kardashian/Jenner.
That if it's Kendall, she appears to be, I guess,
it's his best shot.
The less objectionable one.
Yeah, it's
and
his
as,
best shot.
As I've pointed out.
She doesn't seem to be a culture
Devin
vector.
Booker mm-hmm. dated her, and Devin Booker's just fine. Also, for the timeline, James Harden dated Khloe Kardashian at the start of 2016, if we would want to remember.
He'd already been benched in the fourth quarter against the Clippers.
No. Let's see what happened. Let's see. San Antonio happened.
What happened? Hold on.
Where he quit 15. On a game.
Let me finish the timeline, because the point is,
okay,
how many turnovers did he have against the Golden State Warriors in 2015 before he started dating her?
10.
It was like 12 or 13.
He set
what was called in my
a
house
record.
And world record.
A yeah.
record.
So that was before the Kardashians. That was before Khloe. Don't blame her.
Did he walk off the court against San Antonio?
When did the San Antonio thing happen where he quit?
That happened in 2016.
Are we sure?
Yes.
During this time.
But he had already shown to be.
How do we know that Jenner's didn't set up point shaving?
Point shaving?
Who would ever expect them to have James. That? How do you think they got their fortune, by the way? James literally decided to quit on a game. Then in 18, what happened? Oh, let's see. We're one hamstring away, but James is part of an 0 for 27.
He had already shown tendencies.
And the Rockets are part of an 0 for 27-3. Big Game James turns into elimination James.
He had already.
I'm tired of you.
Ray J got him their fortune. Okay?
Yeah. He had already ghosted a finals. He had already turned the ball over how many times in the elimination game?
He
was
could have changed the narrative.
Never.
You think Kardashians help with that?
Yes. Listen, there, he walked off the court because he wanted to get to the white party, okay?
With Khloe.
And so?
You're literally making my point.
No,
with the jinx. With one of the jinxes.
You can't blame them. You can't blame them for James.
Him walking off the court being terrible.
I'm just telling you this. Okay, tell me the good things that have happened from.
There's none. Zero. And there still will be zero. With or
without
Kardashians.
So why can I not be concerned about my quarterback? Apparently he's not your quarterback.
Well, you're concerned about everything with him, and it's including his haircut.
No, I'm not. I'm off that.
Because you were proven wrong.
I said I'd never seen a quarterback with hair like DeBrett. Now I'm way off of that.
8 o'clock.
CJ's special.
You ever see guys with hair like John Daspit?
I've seen that before. Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I have seen it. John Daspit is, you can see John Daspit. The video on is got the old haircut and then his new haircut. So you actually see two different on his website. You see the picture has got the new. The video's got the old John Daspit. You still recognize him. It's the same John Daspit. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You know, he's a guy who worked for Fulbright Jaworski. Very, very a huge law firm here. And he's excellent at what he does. And the reason is because he's relentless. I mean, he is a relentless guy in his personal life. He's relentless in his business world. He is a relentless, relentless person who is going to make sure that he does right by you. So if you have an injury that you sustained at work or out on the roadways or something that was negligence by someone else. It wasn't your fault. And you've been injured where you have hospital bills, you have time missed from work, you have, you know, you have to also get paid for pain and suffering, any physical therapy, any surgeries that need to take place. A lot of times the financial burden extends for much longer than you're aware of. So when they're getting a deal done with you early, they're trying to get you a check right away. It's so that they don't have to pay for all those things that you do. And that's not something that's fair, and it's not something that John Daswit's going to tolerate. So make sure that you have the Daswit Law Firm to fight for every dollar you have coming to you for your pain, suffering, and your medical bills that are going to pile up on you. It's the Daswit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it!
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.